Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the 30 Minute Gamers. Is it 15? Yeah. Today I am joined by my brother till the end, Mike Luckett.
Hoorah!
Hi Mike, how's it going today?
Hi Adam, I'm okay. Bit gutted, but life goes on.
Life does go on, Mike, and I'm here to take you through to the end, don't you worry.
Yes.
Or at least for the next 30 minutes. Well, less than 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's get a ball rolling. We've got some stuff from the last half hour again, from the ever-present Mer, our number one greatest friend and fan of the show. Just a few comments on last week's episode. He said, well done, Adam, for recording when feeling like death. You may notice I'm back to my usual perky, idiotic self. So yeah, it's all good. I'm over the throat infection, over the chest infection, back at work, firing on all cylinders. Did I win Transbot in the end? No, I didn't. Because I was sick and I forgot to check. And then, obviously, we're in the monks of our gaming apocalypse, and we're talking about all the new games, so Mer went on to talk about that. He said, there truly are some awesome games out this year, going to be an expensive end of the year. I have a dilemma in that I'm going to Mauritius for 2 weeks, from the 29th of October till the 15th. I know a lot of people wouldn't see that as a problem, but it means I'll be 2 weeks behind on some ridiculously good games. I know what he means. I feel like I'm still catching up from when I was away, like last Christmas.
Yeah, well, I've still got a bit of a backlog, as already discussed, so
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, he goes on to say, Skyrim's release date deserves to be noticed. We missed it out, I think. It's the 11th of the 11th of the 11th, I think. So we missed that out. But we did talk about Skyrim, because I said that it was a game I'm going to pick up later.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'll hopefully be picking up Skyrim, Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, F1 2011, Arkham City, Zelda Skyward Sword, Halo Anniversary, Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, and then he wrote, money equals gone. And then Mike, this is something I've been telling you for a long time, but he says, Mike, you clearly have far too much money for ordering all these collectors and epic editions of games. If only you knew the half of your spending excesses, but we'll get to that when we talk about Gears.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay, question time, if you can squeeze one in. We'll talk about it now quickly. What do you think your game of 2011 will be? The way I see it, it'll be split into two different results. Casual gamers will no doubt say Modern Warfare 3 is the game of the year, whilst hardcore gamers will go for something different. I think it's between Arkham City and Skyrim. Tough to choose. Oh, thinking about it, yeah, Uncharted would be a heavy contender too. And he's got a point. There's been a lot of good games out already this year. I think we need to go further back into the year. We've got the likes of Portal 2 that came out earlier in the year.
Yep.
Hopefully that doesn't get forgotten about amongst it all. I even think I just finished Infamous 2 recently, and I think that's a contender, but I don't think it'll win because it came out during E3 and everybody forgot about it. We've got the likes of L.A. Noire. There's a ton of good games, Mike. So what do you think will be the game of 2011?
Good point. I do agree. What Modern Warfare 3 does seem like the obvious one, only because even though I love it as well, almost like every Tom, Dick, and Harry just wants to play it anyway, don't they? And it's going to sell well simply for the no matter how good or shit the game is actually going to be, just because it's Call of Duty and the franchise has become so big, and Activision are greedy bastards charging more money for them. That's the obvious one for me. But then, from an actual quality gaming perspective, Skyrim's going to be up there, although it doesn't really float my boat, although I could change my mind. There's that one again.
True.
Uncharted and Batman Arkham City, because Arkham Asylum is so good. You'd like to think Arkham City's really going to build and expand on the already successful formula.
That is very true.
So, I'd probably say Modern Warfare 3 as a direct answer, although it does depend on who votes, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm going to say Portal 2's mine so far, but there's a long way to go.
Well, so far for me it's going to be Gears of War 3, obviously, but it won't win. I do think that the other ones are going to peak it. I'll be very surprised if Gears gets it.
Well, Gears might win our Game of the Year, Mike. I'm sure we'll do something or other for Game of the Year, although I've not played it, so quite how it'll win, I don't know. But anyway, we've got another comment, Mike. this one's not written. I got this whilst playing Burnout Paradise with one of our listeners, Cookie Man. And he said, we forgot to mention Dark Souls, which is out in a couple of weeks.
That's Adam's fault, not mine. Adam's.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's obviously. I was sick, Mike. Give me a break.
Never.
I told you I was so struggling to sit up. Okay, so Dark Souls, are you familiar with this game, Mike?
I know absolutely nothing about it.
Spiritual sequel to, successor to Demon Souls, which was a very hardcore action role-playing game on the PS3. Roguelike tendencies, like once your death's permanent, you lose all your items. Almost. Like, you have a spirit and you can resurrect yourself, but then if you die, then you lose everything. Really dumb things, like the more times you die, the harder the game got. Weird passive online mode where other players could screw you over and come and kill you whilst you were trying to do stuff.
Nice.
And Dark Souls is a sequel. It's apparently been made a bit more accessible. It's got things like campfires, which are sort of equivalent to save points. Funnily enough, it's been in the news this week because for people that have broken the streak there and already playing it, they've added to the online mode, they've made like some level 150 characters go around and just kill people. So, if you've broken the street release date on that game, you won't be having a fun time at the minute. Or, if even worse, if you've pirated it. Ooh. So, Mike, we are going straight back into our gaming apocalypse, and we were up to November the 15th. But first, we're going to go back, because like we said, we missed Dark Souls out. You noticed a couple of things as well that we missed out last week's show. Do you want to tell us a few of them?
The obvious one was, I say obvious, obviously we didn't remember last week, was GoldenEye Reloaded. Obviously, basically a remake of the GoldenEye remake. That's been worded completely wrong. Let me do that again. It is a re-release of the remake of GoldenEye that was released on the Wii, called GoldenEye Reloaded. Obviously a remake of the GoldenEye, which if you're a gamer and you've never heard of GoldenEye on the N64, then, well, you can just, I don't know, go away.
So it's a remake of a remake of a film adaptation based on a character who was first a radio serialisation and then a novel who's been made into films.
Yeah, that's a very detailed and descriptive way of going about it.
Have you ever heard that weird, I don't know if it's true or if it's an urban myth, but you remember Bob Holness that used to present Blockbusters? If you ever watched Blockbusters?
No.
Oh my god, maybe those few years I have on you, Mike, make a difference at times.
I think they do.
So Blockbusters, quiz show where you had to name letters and then you got asked a question and you got across the board. And this very old man used to present it, and apparently he first voiced James Bond on a radio serial. But if you ever saw Bob Holness, you wouldn't expect it. You wouldn't think, oh yeah, he looks like James Bond. He's fucking got glasses on, for starters.
Well, if he's voicing it, it doesn't really matter what it looks like, does he, Adam?
I know, but he wrecks the image.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm digressing, as per usual. So it looks pretty good. I'm sure there's a lot of people that probably didn't play the Wii version, just
like me,
because it was on the Wii. Yeah, exactly. Who would consider picking up this version?
Quite possibly. I did always intend to pick up the Wii version, though. It was just never high up on my list compared to other games out at the time.
If you're still considering it, you can buy it for like $9.99 off Shop 2, and you get a free t-shirt with the GoldenEye logo on it.
Woo, geekdom, yeah!
I'm just saying.
Yeah, to be honest, by the time I get around to buying it, GoldenEye Reloaded will probably be cheap, because
it's very true.
Even though I do want to play it, it's going to be low down on my list compared to this year's releases anyway, so.
Yeah.
I know. Wait and see.
Were there any other games you thought we missed out, Mike, that you wanted to mention?
There was one I did think of, but I don't know its release date. The Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. Again, another remake of games already out. Although the PS3 version's got more, hasn't it? Because isn't it meant to be just Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and the one on PSP, Peace Walker?
Yeah.
just meant to be HD ones. Them, I think they're the subsistence versions.
Yeah,
that's it. I just made myself sound like a tit.
Sub.
But I think you can get Metal Gear Solid 1, can't you, on the PS3? I think.
I have no idea.
Do you? As a download?
Maybe possibly. Possibly.
But I think it's going to be like the original PS1 one, though, not like the remake that GoldenEye had. GoldenEye? That the GameCube had?
Oh, Twin Snakes, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's coming out. And again, I do want to pick it up because I only played through 2 and 3 once. I've never played Peace Walker.
Well, I've only played 1 and 4 and Portable Ops.
But again, it's going to be low down on my list compared to...
Yeah, I want to get it as well. Because as much as anything, I do really want to play Peace Walker, and I got sick of playing it on PSP because I hated the controls.
Yeah.
And I battled through Portable Ops, but I think my endurance for such things has waned. Mm. So yeah, I'm a few missions in and just can't be asked to carry on playing it, to be honest.
There was another re-release as well, which I've remembered.
Oh yeah.
Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil Code Veronica are coming out on PSN and Xbox Live Arcade. Well, Resident Evil 4 has just come out, hasn't it?
Yep, and Code Veronica's next week.
Yeah.
Like, within a couple of days, as we record.
But again, from what I've read, it sounds like quite a lazy port, which I'm quite disappointed about. It sounds like it's a very just kind of rushed, tacked on, not really made much of an effort. And I did read someone comment, I believe it was from N-Europe again, actually, was saying that how could a company which has displayed this, and he showed an image of the original PS1 Resident Evil and the GameCube Resident Evil, how they could do that for a remake so well and then be so lazy with this. It just reeks of cheap cash in, doesn't it? And the fact that the PlayStation version's not even got move support when it's out on the Wii with motion controls already.
It's very true. And they obviously still have, they obviously have the, like, the engine and the mechanics for move, because they re-released Resident Evil 5, didn't they?
They did.
So surely it's just a case of bolting the two together, making sure it works, and hey presto.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. Anyway, there was just one other game I wanted to quickly mention that we not missed out, but is now coming out soon, or not coming out, re-releasing. It's DC Universe Online on the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 3 and the PC. The reason it's worth mentioning, Mike, is it's gone free to play.
Oh yeah.
And it will be free to download for all PC and PS3 owners.
Yeah.
Free to download, free to play. There are premium options if you want to play. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good. I played a couple of hours of the beta, whatever you want to say, before I went away, whenever it will have been before last Christmas. And I played a couple of hours and it was pretty fun. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. They've not given a firm release date, but the end of October is looking likely.
I see.
Let's get cracking, Mike. We've got to rattle through these games. I'm sure we're already halfway through the show as it is. So, we talked about 15th of November, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
Further refinement of the Assassin's Creed series. Tells the last chapter of Ezio's story. Seems to be getting more deeper and more meta because you're going to be playing... whatever the hell his name is. What's the guy's name who you play? Not Ezio.
I'll tell you.
No, the actual guy. Desmond. So you're going to be playing Desmond, who's pumped into the Alamos, who's Ezio, and then somehow they're going to make it that Ezio is having an out-of-body experience in Altair as well. So you're going three deep.
Cool. I don't know anything about the game. That's why I wasn't sure you were talking about.
That's fine. looks like they've further refined things. It's getting more epic. The movement looks more fluid. There's new gadgets like zip lines and grappling hooks that look like it's going to make it even easier to get around the city. You're in Constantinople this time, so move away from the locations we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the multiplayer that was in Brotherhood, and looks like they're adding a ton of new modes to that. Recently had the multiplayer demo of that on PlayStation Plus, and apparently it was fun. So, Mike.
Sweet. I am looking forward to that.
Me too.
But again, it probably won't be till next year I play it, because I've never played an Assassin's Creed on release. It's always been a bit later when it's gone a bit cheaper. But I do love the games, it's just they always seem to come out when there's so many other games I want to get first.
Yeah, I played all three of them back to back at the beginning of the year. So eagerly awaiting.
hardcore.
Whatever the hell happened. Well, I'd started Assassin's Creed 1 earlier and gave up on it because I hated the controls. And I thought, right, I need to get into this. I'm going to have to finish it and play it so I can play the others. And then I loved the ending and I just went straight on to 2. Loved the ending of 2. Went straight on to Brotherhood.
Yeah, I am loving the overall story arc. I'm just to see where that goes with it.
Oh, sorry.
Very much so. Bless you.
Yeah. That's okay. So, Mike, from the 15th of November to... Have you got anything before the 18th of November on your list?
No.
Well, that's the date I've got for Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yep, that's the same date I've got as well. I don't know much about it. Very little, although it's the next, obviously, the next 3D Zelda game, mainly set in the sky.
Yeah, it seems weird how... It seems like... From the very little I've seen, you go down to the ground there and can return back to the sky. So you're not a Link from Hyrule, you're a Link from this other place up in the sky.
Isn't this like meant to be a prequel as well before Ocarina of Time?
I do believe so, yes.
Even though I don't know anything about it, I really don't. Although I did read a rumour that it might reveal how the Master Sword comes to be or something. That could be absolute complete crap because... I didn't look into it enough to see if it was true or not, but I don't know if it's going to try and do a little bit of a backstory on it to try and make out how certain things in Ocarina of Time come to be.
Cool.
Or I could have just dreamt it. I don't know, so no one take my word for that.
Cool. A lot of the focus on it seems to have been on how the sword play is improved because of it. Wii Motion Plus is mandatory. Looks pretty cool. Looks like the combat's going to be... The combat in Zelda has been quite simplistic and has remained unchanged for quite a long time now. Yeah. It looks like now it's going to be a lot more tactical, an emphasis on like one-on-one fights and finding the right tactics to beat each character. One thing I really like, along with how they've fused the graphic style of Twilight Princess and Wind Waker, they've also brought back the sounds from Wind Waker. You know how when you were hitting a bad guy, it was quite rhythmic and you went duh-duh-duh and stuff?
Yeah.
They brought that back, which sounds awesome. I love that. Cool. There's something I've never really cool about that.
I've never minded the combat much in Zelda, because I've always found Zelda more of an adventure game. However, combat is always a part of it. But
I think it's good that they're changing things up, though.
Yeah, things do need to evolve and keep it fresh, because I did Twilight Princess was a little bit of a... Not a disappointment, because I still enjoyed it, but it just didn't feel as fresh, because... I loved Ocarina of Time as the first player of Zelda. Majora's Mask was great. It was like the formula of Ocarina of Time, but then a completely different play scheme with a limit on time, which made it a new experience. And then Wind Waker was great because it was all cartoony and so different again, but then, I don't know, Twilight Princess just felt a little bit samey.
Yeah.
So, fresh is one, good.
There's a couple of other ways that they're going to change it. I read a little bit of the press release they've just brought out. And they said it's going to involve ground-based adventuring that blurs the line between the main world and traditional Zelda dungeons. Which is definitely something I think they need to do. I mean, they've always tried to do it. Like, if you think back to Ocarina of Time, they tried to make the Forest Temple feel very organic and stuff. But there was still very much this sense you are in the Forest Temple.
Yeah.
This is a dungeon. Twilight Princess did it a little bit, where there was that ice level that was in a mansion that you just happened across and... As you approached it, you didn't expect it to be a full-blown dungeon, but it was. So hopefully they take that little bit further and further improve that. And also, Mike, I hope this isn't spoiling for you too much, but along with a new combat system, there's going to be an upgrade system for your weapons and equipment.
Ooh.
So you know how you usually have a ton of junk that you just end up selling? And you know, like Wind Waker, you picked up all the... like. Skull necklaces and jellies and stuff.
Yeah.
And most of them were useless except for to give to people who say, oh, I collect butterflies. And, oh, you can make potions out of jellies, but now you can apply them to each of your items for different... Quite how customizable it will be, but the demo they showed you shows your shield changing from a basic wooden shield to a wooden shield with a metal frame around it. So I'm hoping, like, if you combine different things, you can make different items or different... strengths to your items.
Yeah.
Looks really cool.
Sounds cool.
So yeah, I'm actually genuinely think they are refining Zelda for the first time in a long time and trying to add new things to it.
Fantastic. But then, moving on to the next one.
Yep.
As good as we're just talking about Nintendo there, for some crazy reason, they're releasing Super Mario 3D Land on the same day. On the 18th of November.
I just think they're desperate to get games out for the 3DS. We've talked a lot about the 3DS and its woes. Feels like every episode we mention it. I just think, like, there is that cut-off point, though, isn't there, around mid-November where big games, they need to be out by then so that they're there for the Christmas rush. It's no use releasing a game in, like, the second week of December. Everyone's, most sensible people have done their Christmas shopping by then.
Yep.
So I think, yeah, that's getting towards the end of the cut-off point, and I think they're right, they are two biggest hitters for the two platforms, Mario and Zelda. We need to get them both out on that day, ridiculously. Yeah,
what does strike me, though, which, yeah, they're on different consoles, but mm-hmm. it's still Nintendo, and yeah. Let's be honest, most people who own a Wii who are really into Nintendo are already going to have a 3DS, you know, for the Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Zelda and Mario are two of their biggest franchises, amongst others. And they release them both on the same day. And it's like, that would be, if you go on full price games, that could be like £70 or probably more £60.
It's true.
But do you know what I mean? And with the run up to Christmas as well, people are going to rely on presents more. So presents is fine. I just think it's a bit of a... I'm very surprised that they're releasing the biggest names on the same day. I don't care if they're on different consoles. I just think it's a bit crazy.
Okay.
So, and because of that, to be honest, I think both the games I'll be waiting on. Well, definitely Zelda I'll be waiting till Christmas, because I might ask mm-hmm. for the limited edition, because that gold Wiimote looks cool.
Yeah, that's the one I've got pre-ordered.
And it's only £50. But then, going on to that, 2 weeks later, Mario Kart 7's out on the 3DS as well. I've got as my next date. I don't know if you've got anything in between.
Yeah, no, I've got Mario Kart 7. Yeah, what does it add?
Well, it looks like they've added quite a bit, to be honest, and I'm quite looking forward to it, because, well, they've added, you can have a glider on your kart, and you can go underwater. And from the few trailers I've seen, it does actually seem like it adds quite a bit of tacticalness, like, you know, how far you glide and stuff with losing out on speed, and you can fully customise your carts and stuff now.
Is the gliding, is it a permanent vehicle type that you tackle that level in, like in Diddy Kong, where you had the planes and the hovercrafts? Or is it a power-up that you sort of use on certain points?
From what I saw of the trailer, he was driving normally in a kart, and then he went off, like, a hill, and the glidey bits appeared, and then he landed and it disappeared, and then he went underwater and it changed into an underwater vehicle. So I think it's like different parts of the level, you can do it in different ways, different tracks, should I say.
So there's going to be different routes, maybe? So somebody could decide, I'm going to take the flying route, I'm going to take the road, I'm going to take the water, or is it linear tracks with those bits predetermined, or do you not know?
Don't know. I'd be pretty confident to say I'm assuming there's going to be multi-course choices in there. Yeah. Maybe not as in three routes all the time, but, you know, given, because Mario Kart's always had different routes and little shortcuts, hasn't it? So I'd expect it to be used as a shortcut, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that, because, again, it's for the 3DS and I need some games for it. And Mario Kart DS, when that come out, was ace. I played so many hours on it.
Online on Mario Kart DS was awesome.
And it was just, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what I'm going to get yet. I've already decided on my initial batch, as we've already discussed.
Yeah.
There's in my Sonic Generations and Batman and stuff, but then the rest will probably be waiting, because I need time to play games. There's no point me buying them all if I'm not going to have time to play.
You may as well wait, because then they'll drop in price.
They will, and my birthday's in January as well. So I've got two present-giving opportunities to me.
Ooh.
But I do remember 2 years ago, I think it was, games were coming out, I was waiting, and then it was coming to like early December. I think it was GameStation. We literally had like a game every week for £20, and it was like a recently new release, and it was just like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's true.
It was hardcore. We've probably missed out quite a few games there.
Yeah.
They're the big ones for me when I've looked through and what have stood out in my head.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. At the top of the show, I said you were my brother till the end. Do you want to round off today's show by talking a bit about Gears of War 3 to us?
I can do. Just to point out, I'm a big Gears fan. I did end up getting the Gears of War console.
Oh, yeah?
Which looks sweet with the controllers.
Like
I also got the Epic Edition with the amazing figurine, which just looks awesome.
And you've got a display of that up in your room, haven't you?
I have got a display up on my room. It's up on my Facebook page. Brilliant. I've always loved Gears of War, and I've completed the campaign. And the campaign, again, it's similar to the other two. It felt very epic-y, as in it was definitely coming to an end, so there was quite a few standout moments story-wise. Obviously, I won't spoil anything for people who haven't played it yet. But it's like the multiplayer seems so very refined. They've added the Horde mode, although not properly played it yet. They've added a lot more to it, a lot of different options, and how you can combat the Locust and defend yourself. And the Beast mode, very interesting, because you basically, you can play as the Locust, but not just like a standard Locust soldier. You've got all the different enemies from the little tickers which crawl to the big beasts. So it's added a lot, and it's a very co-op friendly game as well. So if you've got a bunch of mates, online or local, you're gonna have hours of fun with it.
Cool.
Definitely. I've not spent as much money as people might think as well, because the bundle I found for the console was too good to turn down.
Do you want to tell people in case they want to pick up the same bundle?
Well, I'm assuming they're still doing it. It might run out next week. They're doing it for a lot of the different Xboxes. Like, I know they're doing it for a 250GB at a certain price, but I had an old 120GB Elite. The console's meant to be £270. They let me trade in that console, 120GB Elite, and only pay £150. So they've basically given me £120 for an old Elite, which I thought was on its way out.
Yeah.
And then when you think about it, it comes with the game, so there's £40.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with the second controller, there's £30.
Yeah.
So, value for money there. They let me trade in the bundle copy of Gears of War 3 on the launch day, so I traded in for two games there.
Yeah.
And they gave me a free code for Crysis 2, which I wasn't expecting,
of course,
the download copy of it, which I've not played. Full game there. And they gave me 400 Microsoft points for free as well.
Wow.
So, the console wise, I'd always wanted to get a Slim, and this just turned out too good, you know, like too good to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Epic Edition, I did spend a fortune because that was £100. But, like I said, £40 for the game, £20 for my
little
extras.
You've made savings elsewhere so you can justify such a purchase.
I can, and the figurine, it's bigger than I was expecting, but it's awesome. It's really detailed.
That's really cool.
And anyone that likes collecting figurines or anything like that, it's definitely one to have.
Yeah.
Very much
I'd
so.
I'd agree, and I hate special editions, collector's editions, but it does look cool. Even though I don't know what some of the stuff is that's in it, because I don't know anything about Gears, but hey, what can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do? Well, Mike, there we go.
That was pretty good timing.
It's that time of the show. You've had 30 minutes. Would you like to round up your thoughts in 30 seconds for me?
I've not really got any thoughts this week. I think I've discussed everything pretty much on my mind. If we have a quick look into 2012, which is still miles away, but Mass Effect 3, 9th of March.
Okay,
and
thanks.
If anyone wants to add anything, or if anyone feels they are a bigger fan than Mir, then let us know on Twitter,
yeah,
on Facebook.
We know we've got more listeners than just him, so please send us some feedback and questions and such.
Yes, we'd love it. Or if you want to find us on Xbox Live or PSN, we're everywhere. You know, talk to us. We're nice people.
Yeah. My quick thing is, Mike, really quick, 30-minute roundup. Do you ever find yourself wondering how long it's going to take you to beat a game before you start it? Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you, there's this cool new website that I found whilst perusing the internet. It's called howlongtobe.com. And you type in your game, and it will tell you how long the average person took to beat it, like what the shortest time was, what the longest time was, how long it will take if you want to complete it completely for all the trophies and achievements. It's a really cool site. So there you go. We've prattled on for long enough. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.